This podcast is sponsored by ValleyGivesBack.org. What will you be remembered for? Name a Valley nonprofit in your estate plan and create a legacy that tells future generations what mattered to you. Making a gift that costs nothing during your lifetime is easy and revocable if things change. With a planned gift, you have the power to impact the Valley forever without affecting your current lifestyle. Your action inspires others to make a difference in their own way. Remember the Valley. Ask your accountant, financial planner, or attorney about planned giving options. Plan now. Give later. Impact tomorrow. Learn more at valleygivesback.org.
For hundreds of years, we brought you the news. For the info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives. Critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding, TV sucking ideas from our head, public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur, yeah, ride the dinosaur.
Hey everybody, welcome to Navel Gazing, the Valley Indies podcast. My name is Eugene Driscoll. I'm a reporter with valleyindy.org. Today my guest is Seymour First Selectman Kurt Miller, who appears about once a month on this podcast. Some big news is happening in Seymour this week, according to the New Haven Register in a story that was published Tuesday, December 4th. Demolition to begin on former Ames Adams stores in Seymour. Just to put some perspective to that headline, I've lived in the Valley for, I think, 15 years in Derby, something like that, 10 to 15 years. And I never remember an Ames or and what is Adams Stores? Tri-Town Plaza, the long vacant and underutilized Tri-Town Plaza. Some change coming this week, according to the Register. I'm going to read the lead. It says, Dateline Seymour, demolition to the long vacant buildings that once housed the Ames and Adams anchor stores in the Tri-Town Plaza some 16 years ago is slated to begin this week. Fire Marshal Paul Wedowitz, Building Inspector Jim Baldwin, and First Selectman Kurt Miller have been in contact with plaza owner Ron Spector of Nevada. Spector on Tuesday confirmed that Ocean Trace demolition of Watertown should begin interior demolition of the buildings before, hold on, I got to scroll down over a giant recommended video, week's end. The buildings will come down over the next few weeks, according to Wedowitz. Wedowitz said demolition permits for the work were pulled Monday. As the dozen or so longtime listeners of the Valley Indie podcast are aware, every time Kurt Miller comes onto our program, we ask about Tri-Town Plaza. Back in August, he said that the work was going to begin at some point, this interior demo work to try to finally get some progress into the long vacant or partly vacant or mostly vacant or anchor store vacant Tri-Town Plaza. That was in August. And the thing is, at least for a decade, as long as the Valley Indy's been in existence, which is going to be 10 years this coming June, we've heard lots of promises and it's going to be any day now and false starts and nothing's happened. But it looks like Tri-Town Plaza, interior demo to start. Of course, at this point, it's important to point out that there is no idea, according to the Register, as to what stores are going to go in there. So, but I mean, the fact that we've got some sledgehammers, do they still use sledgehammers for that interior demo walk? That's news. And so I have been harassing Kurt Miller to come on the podcast. And before we do the interview, or I play you the interview, this is being pre-recorded, this portion of the podcast. First, I wanted to thank our sponsor, valleygivesback.org. Please visit that website. But I wanted to quickly go over the comments. I posted a link to the Register story on the Valley Indie Facebook page, and allow me to do a humble brag. In 1 hour, the story was shared 43 times in an hour. So there is significant interest in this story. It has definitely gone Valley viral. Hearst Corporation, please send the check to 158 Main Street, Suite 305. Some of those sweet page views that are coming from Valley Indie Facebook. But let's go over what people had to say. Here are people reacting to the story. First one is from Martha Devine. The walls to the buildings that will remain will be braced during demolition. Doesn't sound safe to me. All right, we start off with a little joke. Monique Massey, Cracker Barrel needs to go in there. June, November, Hobby Lobby would be awesome. Sue Peters, Trader Joe's or Whole Foods should go there. And those are probably the two most requested businesses for Tri-Town Plaza. And then Robin T-Cats. No, that's not how you say your name. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank. I apologize. Sue Peters, Whole Foods is done building stores in Connecticut and Milford is so close. Somebody else says, I would love to have either one or, let's Sue again, either one or both closer. They just have so many grocery stores that are just a few miles apart from each other here in the Valley. It's crazy. Janice Silva, I'm glad to see something being done. I hope as a town we can bring some big name stores and restaurants. Seymour sure could use a boost. Fingers crossed. From what I heard, this is Robin again, a chain restaurant looked at the site near Walgreens and the study showed Seymour does not have the demographics. This came from someone that works for the developer. That is, I can confirm parts of that. We had asked years ago about some of these Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Stu Leonard's, and we were told point blank that the Valley didn't have the demographics needed. We're not rich enough to bring in Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. But that was 10 years ago. And I will point to the rebirth that happened at the Valley Bowl property there, where we now have a Panera and an Aldi's. That wasn't supposed to be successful, and that's been wildly successful. So it can be done. This is just up the road. And it just goes on and on of people. Cracker Barrel, these are some of the stores. Arcade kid friendly kind of place. I agree. Dave and Buster's just opened in Milford. Indoor skate roller rink. AC Moore, Hobby Lobby, Joanne Fabrics, Michaels. A lot of people have recommended craft stores. So anyway, those are some a sampling of the reactions. What will go there is not known at this time. Excuse me for stumbling over my words, but I'm a writer, not a broadcaster, as evidenced by the amount of people that don't listen to this podcast. But let's now talk to Kurt Miller and see what he knows. Here we go. Here is Seymour First Selectman Kurt Miller. All right. Just say something real fast so I know I'm recording.
You're recording.
All right. It works. All right. So we'll go right into it. Good morning, Kurt Miller. Thanks for taking my call with absolutely no notice. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to speak with you.
All right, so you're going to start off with a lie. All right, so let's talk about on that.
Just warming up for later on.
Tri-Town Plaza. The news broke in the Register yesterday. It's sort of an update on I was looking at the archives. This demo work has been floating for 2 years, from what I see, if you search Tri-Town Plaza Seymour on Google News. So I'm going to take the devil's advocate position, cynical position, right off here, right off the bat. I'm going to say this is never going to happen. Prove me wrong.
Well, I mean, that's certainly a reasonable thing to say based on what we've seen over the last couple of years. You know, part of the holdup, as we had talked about in the past, was the issue with the remediation cleanup that needed to be done on the inside of the building with asbestos and things like that. There were some issues getting that all taken care of. But once that was finally done, Mr. Spector started looking at different demolition companies. Probably over the last 6 months, and for whatever reason, he's finally settled on a demolition contractor who came in, met with Jim Baldwin and Paul Wetterwitz, that's our building official and our fire marshal, got all of the needed information that they needed, came back with all the paperwork, and the permit was given out on a Monday night.
And I'm sorry, go ahead, I interrupted, go ahead.
Oh, as I say, no, I spoke with Mr. Spector yesterday. We went back and forth text messages that he said that he was looking to have this done within the next, completed in the next 2 months, that the fencing should be going up within the next day or two. They would be starting demolition work, on the inside, because they have to do a lot of stuff on the inside first. And then they expect to get to the outside of the building within the next 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, and the big news here for anybody who doesn't believe that this is actually going to happen, we've seen some of those reactions on Facebook, is the fact that the permits were pulled. Before this, it was coming. Now he's pulled the permits. So that's the closest Tri-Town Plaza has ever been, at least in the last 9 years, to real change. Is that correct?
Yes. That is correct. And, you know, the demolition company, as I said, met with Jim Baldwin and Paul Wedowitz.
Yep.
You know, and talked about timelines, what needs to be done, expectations and things like that. So, you know, their indication is they're moving forward as quickly as they can to get this done and so they can move on to the next job.
And can you describe what's going to be done? It's hard for me to visualize, but I guess it's interior demo. So they're going to be knocking down walls inside the old Ames. Is that basically it? Or
yeah, I mean, I don't fully understand how the whole process works. But from what Jim Baldwin has explained to me just quickly, is there things that need to be done on the inside before they just come in and essentially start knocking down the outside walls? Some of the structure is going to remain. So there's things that need to be done to brace walls and things like that to make sure that they're protecting the structure that's going to stay up. There's a plan that was put out about a year ago. I think we've talked about that, where two of the section down by Alberto's, that's going to remain. And then a smaller section down by the movie theater is going to remain. The rest is going to be taken out, so it's open space, and at that point we build the suit based on who comes in and what they're looking for.
So they're gutting the interior, the middle section, the large middle section of the plaza, and leaving the two end caps as is, basically, it sounds like.
Yes, pretty much is what it's going to be. You know, there's a lot of prep work that needs to go up this as well. Obviously, with it being an active demolition site, both Jim and Paul were very concerned about safety of the people still using the plaza. You know, with the movie theater, with Alberto's, with Dunkin' Donuts. So they had a lot of requirements with regards to fencing and things like that, just to protect anybody who may be using the other businesses at the plaza, just to make sure they were safe while the demolition was going on.
And what does the town want to see go there in the long run?
Well, that's going to, you know, kind of come down to Mr. Spector and what he thinks he can get. It's his property. Obviously, he's a businessman, so he's going to try to get the best return on his investment possible. You know, for there, I think it's going to be an amenity type businesses, whether it be restaurants, small stores, things like that. I think that would be best suited for that location. That's a tough location, even though it's right off of Route 8, which has a lot of accessibility. But if you look at, you know, close by, and, you know, most retailers will draw those rings around the location, look at the number of people that are there, and then also other stores and things. You know, just one exit down in either direction, you have supermarkets, you have other stores, other amenities. So I think it's going to need to be something a little bit different than maybe what a lot of people are talking about. But, you know, whatever it is, I think it'll bring some value to the residents of the town of Seymour and to the valley as a whole.
And then in terms of reader reaction and people who live in the area, I linked to the Register article this morning from Valley Indy Facebook, and it's part of that thread. I asked people, I said, I'm going to interview you, and what should I ask? Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Terry Byron, can we find a way to influence the corporation that owns Market 32 to build a store in that location? Is that something you could do as first selectman, to put phone calls into a particular business owner or plaza owner or Market 32 owner to kind of put Seymour on their radar? Or is that the Economic Development Commission? Or I know you had an economic development person for a while, but that's been vacant for a mm-hmm. while. What can Seymour do government-wise to attract anybody?
Well, you know, I think the first thing that we need to do, and I think the thing that we have been doing, is providing a stable environment that are going to attract businesses to the town. You know, one of the reasons Shelton is so successful is because as a business owner, you can predict with a pretty good amount of certainty what's going to happen over the next 5 years in the city of Shell with regards to taxes. So when you're building your financial models, you know, you can have a good understanding of what you're going to be looking at. Unfortunately, Seymour, in the past, we have had big ups and downs and swings in our mill rate. Over the last 4 years, as you know, we've been able to keep taxes level, and we're projecting taxes will stay level again next year. So that helps attract businesses to Seymour. And what we're already starting to see is we're starting to get a little bit more calls. We're seeing a lot of our existing businesses making substantial reinvestments, that being tooling and basement systems, because they're happy with the direction that Seymour is going. So they're putting more money down and, I guess, planting more of their flag in the town of Seymour. So those are the things that are going to help attract business.
Hey, this is Eugene, most likely interrupting myself to bring you a word from our sponsor, ValleyGivesBack.org. What will you be remembered for? Name a Valley nonprofit in your estate plan and create a legacy that tells future generations what matter to you. Making a gift that costs nothing during your lifetime is easy and revocable if things change. With a planned gift, you have the power to impact the Valley forever without affecting your current lifestyle. Your action inspires others to make a difference in their own way. Remember the Valley. Ask your accountant, financial planner, or attorney about planned giving options. Plan now. Give later. Impact tomorrow. Learn more at valleygivesback.org.
But again, Shelton didn't become Shelton overnight. It took Shelton, you know, 20 years to become Shelton. And I try to tell people that we are Shelton in the very early stages of their plan. So I think that's what the town needs to do to help provide that environment. That being said, I mean, I'll absolutely make calls, any business. I'll talk to any business owner, you know, that wants to talk about Seymour, whether it's to recruit them, whether it's to let them talk about, you know, what opportunities they may have, how Seymour may fit.
This is from John Zaleski on the Valley Indy Facebook page. And this is a theme that was raised within the thread. After the structure is raised, what aesthetic will be done, or I guess what aesthetically will be done to the property? Will we look at weeds and rubble for decades?
Well, I certainly hope not. You know, we'll certainly hold them to a certain standard. And again, that's an active plaza. So I would expect that, you know, Mr. Spector is not going to let the property go into decay at that level. I mean, he does, other than the buildings themselves, he does do a very nice job of upkeep in the plaza. You know, he's resealed, he's restriped, you know, they plow it, you know, they take care of the landscaping. They try to keep it clean. So I would be shocked, to John's question, if it got into that state of a disarray for any period of time.
That's true. It's not a place where the weeds are growing through the pavement, even though there's a lack of use for a major portion of the shopping center.
He just had that parking lot resealed within the last, I want to say, 3 or 4 years.
And has Mr. Spector in your conversations mentioned any type of store he'd like to see go there? Like, is a grocery store even on his radar? Because that seems to be
definitely
something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's looked at a bunch of different types of businesses, from, you know, restaurants to retail to a brewery. We actually had about two or three months ago, we had a very in-depth discussion. He was trying to bring a brewery in, and what it would take with the existing structure to bring that brewery in, and what would need to be done and things like that. In the end, it just didn't work out with the brewery, but he's very actively marketing it. He has a commercial realtor. I speak to her probably every month or two. I would just kind of check in just to see what's going on, see if I can help. If she gets leads on anything, you know, she generally will give me a call so I can answer any questions, provide any assistance. So it's actively being marketed. I truly think that the biggest hindrance it had was the size and the condition of the existing structures. And I would expect that now that these are going to be taken down, it's going to be more of a build-to-suit, I think. I think the desire to put some businesses there is definitely going to pick up.
Okay. So anything else you wanted to add about the Tri-Town news, Mr. Miller?
No, but I mean, you know, I just, again, I just want to reiterate to people when they, you know, and looking at some of the comments on social media and things like that, that, you know, this is economic development, sure. And if you look at, you know, retail stores, grocery stores, things like that, sure, they bring a little bit of money of tax revenue in. You know, they provide some full-time, mostly part-time jobs. So that's certainly good for the community. But the biggest thing that these types of plazas provide to residents is the amenities. And that's something that we definitely need. But, you know, in the grand scheme of economic development, the thing that really fuels the town, the thing that really drives the town, are the bigger type developments, the things that Thule and Basement Systems are doing. So while those are not as noticeable, not as sexy maybe as, you know, a new grocery store, those are the things, though, that help us keep our mill rate stable. So, you know, I just want to make sure the residents understand that we need to have the balance of the two. And over the last couple of years, what we've seen is we've had that bigger economic development, the stuff that's allowed us to help keep our mill rate stable, but we haven't had as much of the amenities. So, you know, it's exciting to see that now we're going to have an opportunity, hopefully, to bring some new amenities in for the residents to help keep them in Seymour, like a lot of them are requesting, so they don't have to go to other towns and communities. So, you know, I look forward to, you know, an exciting spring and summer, and hopefully we're seeing some new businesses come into Tri-Town Plaza.
And then you were reelected to the first selectman's post, what, a year ago? You were sworn in for your, what is it, ninth term, whatever, a year ago?
Fourth term in, November of 2017.
So you're a year.
Well, the first Monday in December, technically, is when you're sworn in.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So you're up for reelection next year?
I'm up for reelection next year, yes.
Are you going to run again? Maybe I've asked you this before, but are you going to run for first selectman again?
I'll make my final decision probably right after the holidays. You know, I had said in the past that this fourth term...
It's after Thanksgiving. Why don't you do it now? We just passed the holiday.
Well, I'm looking at the Christmas holiday. How about this? The first of the year holiday. But, you know, I had said that this would be my last... it probably would be my last term. But, you know, I'm going to think about over the next couple of weeks. I want to look at the landscape of Seymour, kind of where we stand, you know, finish up at least my budget, just to get an understanding of what the town's looking at. And then, you know, I'll make that decision.
All right.
But, I mean, if you forced me to give you an answer right now, I would probably say that I was running.
Oh, okay. There we go. Kurt Miller's running, everybody.
If you had a force, but again, I'm leaving that little bit of wiggle room because I am exploring.
That will be edited out.
Opportunities.
We will edit out wiggle room. The wiggle room's gone, sir.
You'll edit out the wiggle
room?
Yeah,
that's gone.
You'll do some good fake newsing?
Yeah, that's what we're going. We need some new revenue, so that's the route we're going. All right. So you heard it here first. I want to thank you very much for coming on and explaining this to the people and for answering questions from our readers. And I guess Merry Christmas, because we probably will not talk before the holidays are upon us. So thank you very much, First Selectman.
No, my pleasure. You guys, hope you and your family have a great Christmas as well. Happy holidays to everybody out there, depending on what they celebrate. And I look forward to having our regular monthly podcast where we can get together and talk about all things Seymour.
Yeah,
because
I mean, unfortunately, you know,
and give you some updated stories.
Your cell phone cut out at the perfect time, but I think you said because now we won't have Tri-Town Plaza, lack of progress, we won't be able to bring that up, I think. But I was thinking about starting a new segment on this podcast called Texts That Kurt Miller Has Not Responded To. I was just going to start reading them. There was the one I had texted you, Gordon Ramsay was at Stone's Throw. What's the rule? I kept hearing that. It was in the middle of the election season. Was Gordon Ramsay hanging out on Roosevelt Drive in Seymour or what?
I was sworn to secrecy by the producers. Gordon Ramsay came into Seymour to Stone's Throw to film a show. So I was not allowed to say anything.
But you've just confirmed that Gordon Ramsay was here.
50 words here, yes.
And do you have
I'll talk about it now, all you want.
Well, do you know the name of the show or anything like that? Or is it a Kitchen Nightmares type show?
Yeah, the Hell's Kitchen or Kitchen Nightmare or one of the shows that he does with regards to that. So,
any idea when it's going to air? I didn't realize he was still on the air. But
that I don't know. I was unable to attend. I was out of town. For some family stuff, so I wasn't able to make it. But if you notice there, if you look around on social media, you'll see a lot of people from Seymour actually showed up.
Okay.
And were there while it was being filmed. So, but that was an intentional ignoring.
Oh, that was intentional. Because the other one I had asked you, maybe this was an intentional too, right before the election, I asked which charter questions were non-binding. I guess you wanted to keep that secret.
Oh, no, I responded to that in the podcast.
Oh, no, it was after. I didn't want to go back and listen to the podcast. I just wanted you to tell me. I wanted you to do my job for me. So, but you ignored that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, look, that was not an intent. That was just an oversight. So I apologize for that one. But I assume, being the exceptional journalist that you were, that you would have taken notes.
Yeah, I want to also thank you for this heads up on Tri-Town Plaza. That was really nice of you, too. You're always there for us, Kurt.
What I announced it yesterday.
Where?
It was one public shot. Announced at the Board of Selectmen meeting.
Oh, God, the Board of Selectmen meeting. Was that on your agenda? I'm going to bring up your agenda right now.
It was during my first selectmen's comment.
So it wasn't noted on the agenda. If anybody was it noted on the agenda so people would have a chance to see what you're talking about? You just had to be there in person.
It was part of my first selectmen's report.
Okay, so it wasn't noted on your agenda. You'd have to be a mind reader.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't list everything on the agenda that I'm going to speak about my first selectmen's report. I also talked about Wendy's coming to Seymour. I talked about the timeline for Thule and Basement Systems finishing their over $10 million project. So there was a few updates. It's a great meeting, the first and third Tuesday of every month. You should probably come by and say hello and, you know, maybe you'll learn something.
I'll be at the next one.
Oh, I will hold my breath.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot, as always.
Not a problem. If you need anything else, give me a call.
See ya.
For hundreds of years, we brought you the news. Printed the info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding. TV sucking ideas from our head. Public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur. Yeah, ride the dinosaur. Our readers are in the opens each day. Clickbait a brilliant way. Yeah. It's free information here to stay. Yeah. Not even hookers give it away. Yeah. Advertising, metastasizing, newsroom shrinking, constant attrition. We'll ride the dinosaur. We'll ride the dinosaur. Fire down the block, the murder next door.